would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and I was seriously reminded today how much I love you and how much I want you back, because my friend Chris gave me a call because he got into a situation where he was out and about doing things and was approached by someone who needed some help. He offered some help. And it seems like she kept bringing a woman, and she kept kind of asking for more. Ended up, he gave her a ride to a couple places and whatnot, and he took her to a store. She went into the store, took a long time, and he called me while she was in the store, and we had time to talk and to pray together. Because obviously the situation was becoming uncomfortable. She did finally come out. She asked for more things, and he said, no, this is enough. Took her to a place that she was going to spend the night and whatnot, and said, you know, it's enough. Goodbye. And a couple things were important about that. One, he had a friend to call, and we talked, and you know, try to be a mutual encouragement to that. And also, it helped give him an excuse to bow out. Those kind of relationships are marvelous, to be able to have a friend like that. And I'm grateful that, you know, Chris has helped me in situations. And I think he was already convinced, you know, he needed to get out of the situation. But it's always good to have the encouragement of somebody else in difficult times. And so it was a serious reminder, because it reminded me of, 3 years ago or so, maybe more, maybe four, when Jack and I spoke or email exchange. And, just before he announced his relationship, which obviously, I don't know what's happened, but I made some comment in there about my wife. And he said, oh, have you remarried? And I said, of course not. I'm a follower of Christ. And I'm in love with my wife. And I am not going to turn from her, ever. This is the Marriage Defined and Commitment Beyond video that, expresses this very clearly, and there's no wandering on that, you know. And by the way, I just checked right now, I did reach 500 views so on BitChute. It's number three. My top at 551 is The Illusion of Blockchain, the punch at the end wasn't as good as it should have been, but I suggest it's solid, and it's a controversial subject. But anyway, but it was a joy to interact like that. It was a joy to have a friend, to interact that way, and to be a friend. And he also talked about, because a couple days ago, the tension he has with his wife, even though they live in the same house, but not in the same bedroom. They have, I think he said, three dogs, a cat, and two horses. One of the dogs is like 14, 15 years old, and he was really bad shape. And he was out somewhere and moaning and groaning. And he went out, grabbed his blanket, picked up the dog, wrapped him in the blanket, and put him in a shed to keep him warm, because it was clear his life is over. His second son was actually his dog. So his second son, Joseph, came and picked him up today, brought him to a vet. And they injected something into him and then buried him. Well, he died and they buried him. And it reminded me when we were in Polk County, and it was a agreed upon decision. We took a dog and I went to the backyard and put it down. And I know that's a hard thing to do. But the one other thing that was talked about is he said that his family years ago watched more than once the Anne of Green Gables series. They had their own copy, as we did. And the thing that he was reminded about, that reason he brought it up, is there was a persistence. Now I can't remember the guy's name. Pursuing Anne for years. Chris is persisting, pursuing Jill. And I will persist, you know this, I will persist all the days of my life to reconcile my relationship with my wife. There's no turning on this. You know, Jim Cross said, looking for the white knight. Well, I'm that white knight. I always have been. I am the only one. But then again, I follow the scripture, and apparently he doesn't. He seems to follow the state and the Talmud and whatever. I follow the Lord. And the Lord's command is clear. I'm long anyway. One other thing. I've been thinking through this for some time. The idea that you hear a lot, that the Bible is not a scientific document. And for some weeks, I've been trying to think through how to say this and how to back it up. Because the Bible is a scientific document. It really is. It's just, you think science is like a formula. Well, in a sense, there are formulas. But, people who subscribe to the Big Bang theory, it is just a theory. It's not science. Because science is something that's observable. Science is the root of the word is the idea of observation or knowledge. I'm sorry, you cannot observe the Big Bang. It's a theory. And there's no way to have a scientific validation of it. Can't be done. But there is someone who has observed it, the creation. And that's science. Someone who observed the creation. The Lord Jesus Christ, because he was there. He did it. It's his creation. And he observed it. And the joy of today is, I was mulling things over, and it's kind of like, well, of course, it says it directly in Genesis 1. He looked at what he did and said it was good. He looked, and I checked into the Greek and the Hebrew. It was an observation. It's kind of like he saw it. That's science. Genesis 1, as well as other things in Scripture. But Genesis 1, the creation story, is science. Because the Lord was there and observed it. And I think, that's fascinating to me. Because the Bible is true. And of course, when I say that, I say the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. Yeah. It's something I'm getting better and better at defending. And I've seen more and more evidence of it. Long message, bottom line. I'm in love with my wife. I'm pursuing reconciliation. I'm going to put no barrier to that. My lady, I love you, and I want you back.